Good evening. I've been out in the sun teaching the last 2 days, so it's very possible that I'm just going to go blank at one point. No need to be concerned. I normally come out of it pretty quick. But I wanted to open by asking, what is prayer to you? How do you use prayer? Is prayer mandatory FaceTime with the boss? Is it a time for you to ask for everything that you ever wanted? Or is it a time that you should spend building a relationship with God? A relationship is built on communication. I know for a fact you can't walk up to someone off the street and say, "You're my friend," and have that be the truth. A relationship you have to build with communication and have that commitment to that friendship or whatever that relationship is, to have an effective relationship. God is not a genie in a bottle that we summon when we are going through a rough time. Philippians 4 tells us that in everything we do, we should pray and give thanks. It's a daily conversation we should be having, and with each conversation, the relationship should grow stronger. The relationships we have with people, those conversations normally include things we struggle with, complaints about what we're going through. It can be as simple as how our day went throughout that day. I personally think these are the same kinds of talks you can have with God. Let him know how you're doing, what's going on, what you need help with. I chose this topic tonight because it's something that I struggle with, finding that time in my day-to-day. I forget to have a conversation, and I imagine that I wasn't the only person in this room that needs to be reminded of that. Reasons I might forget to pray other than forgetting would include that I don't want to bother God with my small problems. I want to wait until there's something I can't handle, and then I'll let go of it, which normally happens if I don't pray about it. Most of the time, I'm asking for something, and I don't want to ask for something because I know that if I do, that means it's possibly the answer will be no. And I don't want to hear no, so I don't ask. So if I don't ask, it's not a no. But what if we do pray and the answer is no, or maybe the outcome isn't what we expected it to be? Does that mean that God turned his back and that he doesn't care? I think it means just the opposite, in fact. I think it proves that he knows what we need better than we do. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to be reading from 2 Kings, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. This is the story of King Hezekiah. Up until this point, he's been king for 14 years, and he has been very faithful and served the Lord his whole reign. So starting in verse 1 of chapter 20, it says, "In those days Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. A prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to him and said, 'This is what the Lord says, put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover.' Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, 'Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle of the court, the word of the Lord came to him, 'Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life. And I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David.'" So Hezekiah prayed to God, and God extended his life. But it kind of makes me think, if God didn't extend his life, would that have altered Hezekiah's faith in any way? I don't know Hezekiah personally, but knowing his track record, I would bet that he would have accepted God's final answer. But there are people that we hear about every day who has a family member that gets sick, and after months of praying and going through all that, of constant prayer, they pass away. In those situations, was God listening? He had the power to save that person, and for whatever reason, chose not to. I don't know why God makes some of the decisions he does, but I'm glad that I'm not in that position to make those decisions. But no matter the outcome, we need to have our faith in God and know that he has the big picture in mind. Jesus in the garden prayed that he might not have to go to his death the night before his crucifixion. He says in Mark, "Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Some people might say that God didn't answer Jesus' prayer. He asked with a sincere heart, and God's answer was pretty apparent. But Jesus' obedience and faith was not shaken by the answer he was given. He trusted God, and he followed to where that answer led. From my own personal experience, my family went through a situation that was similar to Hezekiah's. Many years ago, some of you kind of know this story. My grandma Ratha became very ill. Her sickness began around Thanksgiving of 1997, so I was two. I have some memory of my grandma, and a lot of it is from what my grandpa had told me. The doctors at this time in 97 told us to prepare for her to pass away. She was primarily being kept alive by machines that were breathing and pumping her heart for her. At that time, we had many prayers coming from our family and countless others coming from outside the family. Miraculously, she got better. God didn't send a prophet to tell us, but it was pretty apparent that we had Grandma back for at least a little while. 2 years later, she got sick again. What she had came back, and she was weaker this time and didn't have the strength to fight it off. But still, we all prayed for her, and again, my grandpa was receiving phone calls, emails, letters from people who were praying for my grandma's health. She did end up passing away soon after this, and not long after, all of us grandkids received a letter in the mail from Grandpa with a title to my grandchildren. And I think he sums it up pretty well, what I'm talking about tonight. In his letter, I'll just read a part of it. You guys don't get all of it, so that's for me. He said, "Where was God? What became of your prayers and mine and the hundreds that were praying for her? God heard and he acted. As he did with King Hezekiah, God extended our time together. There were hundreds of Lord's Day assemblies, 3 Thanksgivings, and 2 Christmases. There were camps, Bible camps, vacation trips, and days to celebrate the wonderful blessings of family, friends, and each other. And every one of them was especially wonderful because we knew it was a gift of God through prayer, yours and others. God extended her time so that we could all get ready. And her last breath was a natural one, in a room filled with love and her bed surrounded by husband and children. God heard your prayers, all right, and he responded. He did not choose to make her well, but he did extend her time to be loved by all. And you did love her well. God is good. Lovingly, Grandpa Bob." It's oftentimes difficult for us to accept an answer. But that's part of asking, is being willing to accept the answer that you get. We have to have the faith that God knows what's best for us, and he will not give us more than we can bear. If you need a prayer tonight for any reason, please do not hesitate to come forward as we stand and sing.